What do you do when they turn on you?
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in a sting I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer an apology for that, because I don't want harm to hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Obama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing.
There are men now. Pumping down the bank.
Too many fathers are MIA.
There's faith based.
Too many fathers are AWOL.
Barack Hussein. Pumping down the black people.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our experience, and what Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
And now they're endorsing Barack!
My support for Barack and his policies are long-standing, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome everybody to this Thursday edition of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? We play a clip, and if you guess what Jesse's saying, you get yourself a prize. And today you're going to get Asylum on DVD. Look at that. A group of sexy co-eds finds out that their dorm was once a funny farm where some sick S happened. Can't read the whole S word there. Get Asylum on DVD from MGM Home Entertainment. So good luck with that, everybody. Going to get Asylum. Perfect for this audience, too. Because some of you call from asylums. All right, what the hell does Jesse Jackson say? We'll play clips for you. And again, if you guess it right, you're going to get yourself a prize. And here are some of the clips you'll be hearing tonight on What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Here we go.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Push, hit better than...
Oh, Sam!
They can protect that potato one day. So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Oh, Sam!
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
Give me egg. Oh, Sam!
To be creative.
Oh, Sam!
Now dance for me!
Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing.
They can protect that potato one day.
Oh, Sam!
And we've been having Big Farmer Stevie on that night. Come to us in doses. Get up again, and again, and again. One of them downtown bitches that you can't pronounce the name of.
Oh, Sam!
The 54th Supreme Court decision to...
Oh, Sam!
Ball player from L.A.
Oh, Sam!
909 Industrial Avenue, the nowness of every second.
Oh, Sam!
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Good luck, everybody. Here we go. First, Jesse Jackson clip.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English. I want Hispanics to learn to speak English. I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
All right. Giovanni, or Giovan, in Bell, you're on 97.1. Here we go.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
Yes! Congratulations, dude.
Aw, Tim, you're the best.
Oh, man, you're going to get Asylum on DVD. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
You're gonna see it, though. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to check it out.
All right.
Hold on 1 second there. There you go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Look at that. All right, yeah, that's what he's saying. What I want is the Hispanics to learn to speak English.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
There you go.
I want Hispanics to learn to speak English.
All right, the second clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn! Cut the gate! Stop the can burn! Cut the gate! Stop the can burn! Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Bobby in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Can I get some smoke? dude, tap out, Timmy.
All right, there he goes. No shame, no shame. It's a very difficult game.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Could I get some snow?
Michael in the Inland Empire, you're on 97.1.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Oh, man, I'm tapped out.
All right, there he goes.
Suck it.
Yeah, can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
I love that clip for some reason.
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Could I get some snow?
Cut the gate! Stop the can burn!
Could I get some snow?
All right. Mike in Westminster, you're on 97.1.
Cut the gate! Something can burn!
Something is, something can burn.
Yeah, you got something and something to fill in there. Let's talk to a Danny in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Cut the gate! Something can burn!
I have no freaking clue.
None. All right, there he goes. Gil in Arcadia, you're up next.
Cut the gate! Something can burn!
Cause again, get burned.
No.
No!
Not correct. Jose in Garden Grove, you're on the air.
Cut the gate, chop the can burn.
Chop again, burn.
Nah.
No.
Rick and Aliso Viejo, you're on 97.1.
Cut the gate, chop the can burn.
I think he's saying conjugate subject and verb.
That's exactly right,
dude.
Put
your hand together.
You're 100% correct. And you're going to get Asylum on DVD. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're going to be able to look at that.
Wait.
All right, hold on 1 second. There he goes, another... hot copy of Asylum, rushing out to the post office. All brought to you by MGM Home Entertainment. All right, here's the third clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're rolling through him tonight.
Push, he had bitter than.
How about Mona and Downey? You're on 97.1.
Push, he had bitter than.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Sorry,
suck
baby.
It.
At Circuit, right?
Circuit.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Circuit.
Bernard in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Push, he had bitter than.
Can you repeat it, please?
Sure.
Push, he had bitter than.
Push, get citizen.
You got it. Only because I have no idea what he's saying and nobody here at the station does.
Yes! So,
you win. He said push and then something.
Push, he had bitter than.
He had bitter than.
Push, he had bitter than.
I don't know. All right, congratulations, man. Are you calling from an asylum?
No.
All right, you get one.
Can I get tickets to South Bay 4?
Nah, get out of here. You get the DVD.
Back up.
DVD will last you 400 years. Those tickets will last you one night. All right, no, we have no more tickets, but we thank you for calling. Yeah, speaking of Knott's Berry Farm, I'll be there tomorrow with Danny Bonaducci. Looking forward to that for 2 great hours from 8 to 10. And if you get there after 4 p.m. tomorrow at Knott's Berry Farm, you get in for half price. Half price. How the hell do you beat that deal? Half price tomorrow at Knott's after 4 p.m. All right. He's saying push something here. I can't figure it out.
Push. He had bitted it. Push. He had bitted it.
I don't know. All right. We'll press on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson? Clip number 4.
Jose.
Morris and Torrance. You're on 97.1.
Jose.
That, who's there?
No, it's not it, man. Christian in Tonga, you're on the air.
Who's there?
I think he said he wants to rip off Barack Obama's nuts.
Yes!
I don't know what he's saying.
All right, thanks, darling. All right, there she goes. It's actually rip out his nuts, but he got close. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Who's there? Who's there?
Javier in Fontana, you're on the air.
Who's there?
Jose?
No, he's not saying Jose. Jason in Redlands, you're on 97.1.
Jose?
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty sure the one before that was push to be a citizen, but I think on this one he's saying, who is there?
Push, he had bitter than.
Nah, you got that one wrong. Let's try to get this one right.
Jose?
Who is this?
Jose?
Who is this?
Jose?
I'm going to keep playing until you get it right, dude.
Jose?
Nothing? Bad
voice. Oh, Jeff?
Nah, get out of here. Gene in Chino, you're on 97.1.
Jose?
I think it's wholesale.
No, he's not saying wholesale either.
Jose?
I'll tell you how many words it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 words in here.
Jose?
He may have contracted some of them, but let me see. There's 6 words in here, actually.
Jose? 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 Jose?
He's contracted quite a few of them. All right.
Jose?
That's a huge, major hint.
Jose?
All right. Let's talk to a Mike on the 91. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck there, Mike.
Jose?
Oh, fuck.
Anything? Pass? All right. How about Yumi and Camarillo? You're on 97.1.
Jose?
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
You know what? I was going to try to get that one that nobody there knew.
Push, he admitted it.
Push, he admitted it.
Ooh.
Push, he admitted it.
Nah, there's a B in there. He bitted it or something. Really? All right, try to get this one, baby. Come on. Let's stay in the future.
Okay.
Oh, Sam.
Or stay in the present. I'm sorry.
Who's that?
No.
No, Sam.
No, that's not it. How you spell it? Is it Y-U-M-I?
Yeah, we always spell it. You always spell it out every time I come on the phone.
How do you spell that name?
It's Y-U-M-I.
Yumi?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. What's that short for?
It's short for, it's short for nothing. It means to have beauty.
Wow. Have you lived up to it?
I tried.
Okay.
I think my mom says so.
That's all we can do.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sweetie. Take care of yourself. There she goes. Jose and Brea, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Jose!
Hey, how's it going? Is it Hussein?
No, it's not Hussein either. Anthony in West Covina, you're on the air.
Jose!
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, imagine if Jesse Jackson was teaching us Mexicans how to speak English. Hey, but I think he's saying, you know what I'm saying.
Yes! That's exactly what he's saying, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. You know, maybe he should be teaching English. You nailed it.
Yeah, I'm Mexican. I can understand him.
Hey, what? Are you still in school?
No, sir. I'm old. 29 years old.
29. Wow, look at you. All right, congratulations. You're going to get a copy of Asylum on DVD.
Nice. Thank you, sir. You still rock, man.
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. Thanks for calling, Anthony. Yeah, it's you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Sam. Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
Let me see. You know what I am saying. There's six words in there.
Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
And it's only 1 second.
Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
But he's actually reduced it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Sam.
You know what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you can't get through, because we have very busy phones when we do this, please just sit back in the car and enjoy it. And go out and buy yourself Asylum on DVD. You know, you'll feel like a winner. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down.
All right, let's talk to a Robert in Pasadena. John in Ventura, you're on the air.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
I don't have a clue. Sorry.
All right, there you go.
Suck it.
How about Sam in Anaheim? You're on the air.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
I think it's the N-word. Protect the one who's down.
No, but thank you for calling. I'll give you the first word so we don't have a lot of guys using the N-word here. The first word is they. It's not the N-word.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
It's they can are the first two words, all right? It's not the N-word. So let's not have a barrage of calls. It's they can is the first two words.
Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Mike and Paramount, you're on 97.1.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Hey, Tim, big fan,
hey,
man.
Hey,
hopefully
thanks,
I'll be able
dude.
To make it out there tomorrow.
Come on down there. It's very close to Paramount.
Yeah, I really want to, man. I get out there at 5, man. I'll only be able to ride like probably one or two roller coasters.
Yeah,
but I mean, the whole show itself is worth the whole
thank
$25,
you.
Bro.
Thank
I mean,
you,
I'm
sir.
Really
and
gotta
what
go
is,
see
what
you
is,
in the douche, man.
And Randy, what is half price at Knott's tomorrow?
Well, I think the normal tickets are 50, so probably 25.
25, all right, there
it's
you
not
go.
Bad.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Hey, where are you working?
I'm working over there in Englewood, doing some logistics, you know.
Okay, so it'll take you about, you'll be down there about 6.
Yeah,
maybe
pretty
6:30.
Much.
Okay. All right, maybe we'll see you down there tomorrow. But for now, here's the clip. Here we go. Good luck.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Can I get it again to me?
Sure.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Take a potato one down.
No.
No!
All right, man, maybe we'll see you out there tomorrow at the Knott's Berry Farm. Marty and Lomita, you're on 97.1. And remember, the first two words are they can.
Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Marty, you're on the air.
Is it they can protect it for anyone there?
Ooh, you're very close. They can protect. are the first three words. So we're getting closer. Bobby in Pasadena, you're on the air.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Oh, Babu.
Hey.
One more time, brother.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
They can protect that, but anyone can?
Nope. Sorry, man. Babu. Mike on the 91, you're on 97.1.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
They can protect that for anyone down.
I believe that is incorrect.
No!
Robert in Pasadena, you're on the air.
They can protect that potato one down.
They can protect and they can pay one down. I don't know, you're killing me, though.
Yeah, I know. It's tough for me, too.
They can protect that potato one down. They can protect that potato one down. They can protect that potato one down. They can protect that potato one down.
All right, Gavin in Azusa, you're on 97.1.
They can protect that potato one down.
Hey, love the show.
Hey,
I think
thanks,
they could protect us, but they're the ones down?
I think that is incorrect, but thanks for the kind words there, my brother. Kyle in Rancho Santa Margaritaville, you're on 97.1.
They could protect that potato one down.
Man, I don't even know.
Bad vibes?
Can you do it one more time? One more time?
Yeah, I could do it 100 times for you.
They could protect that potato one down.
I'm out. I don't know.
All right, so
you're stupid.
I don't know if he's stupid. He's just not getting it.
Nigga, you're protect stupid. That potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down. Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Victor in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
Can it protect us, but can anyone can?
No, that's not it.
That's a no-no.
Might have to give it to you here. It's pretty tough. Jessica in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1.
Nigga, protect that potato one down.
They can protect that and tear the one down?
Nah.
No!
Sorry, darling. Bernie on the 5, you're on the air.
They can protect that potato one down.
They can protect that, but anyone down?
No, that's not it either.
No! They can protect that potato one down. They can protect that potato one down. They can protect that potato one down.
Jesus.
They can protect that potato one down.
All right, Frank in East L.A., you're on 97.1.
They can protect that potato one down.
They can protect that, but they don't want that.
They can protect that potato one down.
You know what? That's not it, but we're going to give it to you anyway. I think it's what's written down here is they can protect their potato one day.
They can protect that potato one day.
Or one Dan. Potato one Dan.
They can protect that potato one day.
Potato.
They can protect that potato one day.
What was he talking about? What was the reference?
This was a whole run of potatoes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So you can protect your potato one day?
Yeah, because we had a drop of potatoes last week, too.
Oh, boy. What's he doing with the potatoes?
He's eating them.
They can protect that potato one day. They can protect that potato one day.
And he's protecting them.
All right. There you go. All right. The next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
So knowledge and science, wisdom. 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 So knowledge and science, wisdom.
All right, I think I got this one.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Wow.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Jesus Christ, man.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Dante in Monrovia, you have the impossible task of going first here. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
The Monshaw's wisdom.
The Monchau's wisdom?
Yeah.
I think that is incorrect.
That's a no-no.
I think you knew that was wrong, young man. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
He's saying some of that science, wisdom.
Wait a minute, what'd you say?
He said some of that science, wisdom.
What was the first word?
Promote that science, wisdom.
No, promote?
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Wait a minute.
So knowledge and science, wisdom. So knowledge and science, wisdom.
No, that's not it, but you got very close, dude. Very, very close. I will give him this, that science and wisdom are in this.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Homer in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Well, you just threw me off by saying science was in there, but for more than science, wisdom.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Sorry, buddy. Gilbert in Arcadia, you're on the air.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
More than science, wisdom.
No.
It is absolutely retarded.
Bill, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
I have no clue about this one, but I had the last one. You guys were way off of the last one.
What was the last one?
You could protect that by taking it down, taking the one down.
They could protect that potato one down.
No, he was talking about potatoes.
I don't think so. Yeah, well, but anyway, have a good night.
All right, take care. Randy Wang watches them and has guaranteed me they were talking about potatoes. So please, don't argue with Wang. He was employee of the quarter.
So knowledge and science, wisdom. So knowledge and science, wisdom.
All right, Phil in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
You're not really supposed to understand what Reverend Jackson is saying. It has to be played in reverse.
All right.
Then we will understand. It's subliminal conversation, and we're not meant to understand what he's meant.
All right, Phil. Thanks for chewing up our time.
Suck it.
Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
For knowledge and science, wisdom.
For more than five wisdom?
Nah, get out of here. Science and wisdom is in this clip. Jason in Long Beach, you're on the air.
For knowledge and science, wisdom.
Some know some science, some wisdom.
Nope. Randy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
For knowledge and science, wisdom.
They must have been science and wisdom.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
No, dude. No. What are you going to do with... I thought we were going to take this away. Here, what part of Pennsylvania are you in?
I'm in Pittsburgh.
Oh, all right. I know that place. I like Pittsburgh. I was a big Browns fan growing up, so I sort of hated Pittsburgh growing up.
Oh.
All right, Babu. Thanks for calling. Levin on the 15 freeway. You're on the air.
So knowledge and science, wisdom.
Like you said, it's more than science, wisdom.
No. One more call, I'm going to press on. Leo in Pasadena, you're on the air.
For knowledge and science, wisdom.
Can you play it again?
For knowledge and science, wisdom. For knowledge and science, wisdom.
Some moments of science and wisdom.
Nah, nobody got it. The prize goes back to the prize booth. It is knowledgeable, so knowledgeable... So knowledgeable, science and wisdom.
So knowledgeable and science, wisdom.
So knowledgeable and science and wisdom.
So knowledgeable and science, wisdom.
See, isn't it easy now? So knowledgeable, science, wisdom.
So knowledgeable and science, wisdom.
There you go. So knowledgeable and science and wisdom.
So knowledgeable and science, wisdom.
All right, very good. Next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd. I'm with the banana pudding crowd. I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
Hoover and Fontana, you're on the air.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
Exactly, 100%
right. Show your appreciation,
right.
Show your love.
Good for you, dude. You're going to get yourself Asylum on DVD. Wow. A group of sexy co-eds find out their dorm room was once a funny farm. MGM Home Entertainment's putting this out. Go out and rent or buy Asylum on DVD.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Give me egg.
Huh?
Give me egg. Give me egg. Give me egg. Give me egg.
Is that... Are you sure this is right, dude?
I'm completely sure 100%. That's what he's saying.
All right.
Give me egg. Give me egg.
Sean in Lake Forest, you're on the air.
Give me egg.
I sang, get me in.
No, it's close, dude. Get me are the first two words. Or gimme. Gimme is the first two words. Gimme. Okay?
Gimme egg. Gimme egg.
Andy in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Gimme egg.
I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. Andy in Long
Beach. Gimme egg.
Banana pudding crowd.
I'm with the banana pudding crowd.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was the last one. We're on to a new clip. Here we go.
Gimme egg. Give me egg.
Hey, man.
Get out of here. Ben and Downey, you're on the air.
Give me egg.
Five.
What do you got?
Give me egg.
Pass. Victor in Pasadena, you're on the air.
Give me egg.
Give me egg?
No.
Give me egg.
Give me egg.
No.
No.
No! Christy in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Give me egg.
Nothing? All right, I'll give you a major hint here. If you're making a cake, this is one of the ingredients you would put in with the mix. Like, let's say you bought yourself a Betty Crocker cake and you're going to make the cake. You'd have oil or butter. You'd throw in some water, and you'd throw in a couple of these jewels. All right? Now, it might be easier for women because I know a lot of guys don't bake, but it's something you put into a cake mix, and he's asking for one. He said, give me a blank. Jonathan and Downey are on 97.1.
Give me egg.
Hey, guys, I think it's Gimme Eggs.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you, sir. Well, hold on 1 sec. We'll have you talk to Gina here. All right, yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. Give me an egg.
Give me egg.
Give me egg.
Give me egg.
What is he, what was the reference there?
He was going to use the eggs to make banana pudding.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Give me egg.
Give me egg.
Give me egg.
All right. I want you, I'd love to see a cooking show with this young man. Might be interesting. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? It's a game that four-year-olds can play as well as 104-year-olds can play. And it's one of the very few hours in all of radio where the entertainment is perfect for four-year-olds and 104-year-olds and everybody in between. So it's pretty rare. We do it Thursday at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. And you can play with the kids. There's no swearing. There's no sexual references. And everybody can enjoy it. And we often have grandparents playing with their grandkids, and everybody enjoys what the hell Jesse Jackson said. All right, here we go. What is he saying? And if you get yourself, if you are correct, you're going to get yourself Asylum on DVD.
To be creative. To be creative. To be creative. To be creative.
Matthew and Tustin, you're on the air.
To be creative.
To be creative?
Yes, congratulations.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
I think the word is mispronounced, but that's what he was trying to say.
Wow.
I think it came out be creative-ative.
To be creative.
Or create-ative.
To be creative.
Create-ative is what it is. I don't know if that's any better than creative or worse, but he wants everyone to be creative.
To be creative.
All right, there you go. All right, what the hell is Jesse saying? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
520-9710.
And Jason and Alta Loma, you're going to be first up here, man, so concentrate.
Not days for me! Not days for me! Not days for me! Not days for me!
Are you sure this one's right as well? All right.
Not days for me! Not days for me! Not days for me.
Jason and Alta Loma, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Not days for me.
Jesus, man. Now dance for me?
No.
No.
David on the 101, you're up next.
Not days for me.
Man, this guy's crazy. You're dang fun.
No, that's not it.
Not days for me.
Mike and Glendale, you're on 97.1.
Not days for me.
Your grandson?
No, that is incorrect.
Sucker.
Greg and Encino, you're on the air.
Not days for me.
The Nation?
No.
No.
Tom and Arcadia.
Not days for me.
I'm your dad's son.
That's a no-no.
So you're my brother?
I'm your dad's son.
So you're my brother?
Yeah, something like that.
That's weird.
All right. Back up,
come on,
back up.
I got a really hard one last time.
Okay.
It was crazy.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll let you go for another round, all right?
All right.
All right, hold on. Jimmy and Tarzana, you're on the air.
Not days for me.
Jimmy.
Your day's fun.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You know what? You got very close. Listen to it again.
Not days for me.
Your day isn't fun.
There's nothing day in there. Mike and Rialto, you're on the air.
Not days for me.
I have no idea.
All right. Jason and Winnetka.
Not days from it.
I'm mere days from it.
No. Kelly and Santa Clarita.
Not days from it.
I think I have it. Your daddy's son?
No, not my daddy's son either. Demon, I believe, or Damon. In Long Beach, you're on the air.
Not days from it.
Now, that ain't funny.
Ooh, wait. Now, hold on one sec. What'd you say?
No, that ain't funny.
Not days for me.
You know, we're going to give that to you, dude. He's saying now they's funny. Now they is funny.
Not days for me.
But you got about 99% of it, man. I don't think anyone was going to get it. So congratulations, dude.
All right.
You get yourself a DVD. You have a DVD player out there?
I do, but listen. I wanted something the other night. Give it to somebody else. Give it to the next caller.
Is that right? Oh, congrats. Well, thanks for being so honest, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
How about something else?
Some tickets to Knott.
How about Iron Maiden?
Iron Maiden, that's cool.
Somewhere back in time. Oh, no, it's not tickets. It's the best of 1980 to 1989. You like that, right?
Sure.
All right, hold on one sec. Hey, Gino, that guy gets Iron Maiden, man. Look at that.
He sounds like a real fan.
Yeah, he sounds like a major fan. He's playing it in his car there. It's a CD that hits you with the essential tracks from the band's first seven studio albums and one live album. Iron Maiden, everybody. Look at that. All right, back to What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. We'll play this clip for you a couple times. But first, the last clip.
Now, they's funny.
Now, they's funny.
Now, they's funny.
Now, what was that reference there, Randy?
They were being funny.
Oh.
Now, they's funny.
There you go. All right, here's the clip we'll play for you a couple times. Come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. If you get it right, get yourself a prize. If you get it wrong, we press on 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing. Talk to me somehow, clip on the thing.
Backer, backer.